CISA.gov/secureourworld. Then share them with family and friends.
Greatness is here. All 830 of our famous footwear stores now carry Jordan brand. So it's easy to score Jordan brand footwear and accessories, from hats to backpacks to socks, for the full family at a store near you. Famous Footwear's in-store fit experts will help you find the perfect style and the perfect fit. Because every day is a chance to make it famous. Come in and shop Jordan brand footwear and accessories at your local Famous Footwear store today.
When you switch to Progressive, you could save bundling your home and auto. Then you could put that money towards some of the surprisingly more expensive things in life.
Attention passengers, we've reached 10,000 feet and internet is now available for purchase.
I just paid hundreds for this flight and you can't even throw in internet? I'll just take the free pretzels.
Sorry, but I do have snack boxes for sale.
I'm just gonna sleep.
In that case, we are selling pillows and blankets as well. I'll just breathe. That's free, right?
Life costs a lot, so bundle and you could save with Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates and other insurers, not available in all states.
You're listening to WRDN, 1430 AM, Durand, Mondovi, Wabasha, and 107.3 FM, at Translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. American ranchers say they aren't happy that President Trump is committed to buy more beef from Argentina. It's a boost to his political ally, Javier Milei, and White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt said,
President loves our ranchers and he also loves American consumers, and he wants to do right by both. So the immediate solution to the problem of the rising cost of beef, President wants to bring that down, is we have to increase our supply. And so that's what he's doing with respect to these imports.
She said the president has a very thorough examination of every pardon request after he pardoned the founder of crypto platform Binance, who pled guilty to charges that he did not do enough to keep criminals off the platform. He's a supporter of the Trump family's crypto initiative. President Trump says federal troops are not going to San Francisco this week after he spoke to the city's mayor. An NBA player, Terry Rozier of the Miami Heat, and Portland Trailblazers coach Chauncey Billups were arrested as part of a sweeping federal gambling sting. This is ABC News. The contentious race for mayor of New York City took another twist today as our partners at WABC-TV report that Mayor Eric Adams will endorse Andrew Cuomo, the former governor who's running as an independent. Zoran Mamdani beat both Cuomo and Adams in the Democratic primary and today tied both men to President Trump.
This is the art of the deal. We have a president of this country who has spoken publicly of his desire for Eric Adams to drop out of the race. Eric Adams dropped out. Spoken of his desire for candidates to consolidate behind Andrew Cuomo. Today, Eric Adams is endorsing Andrew Cuomo.
Some Republicans have called on their nominee, Curtis Sliwa, to drop out. He's refused. American chess grandmaster Daniel Naroditsky died at 29. The cause has not been made public, but the International Chess Federation says it's considering disciplinary action against a Russian former world champion who persistently claimed that Naroditsky was cheating without offering any evidence. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
$5,000. That's the average amount of money people in the U.S. are now spending on gas in a year. $5,000. That's crazy. If you drive, you have to download Upside, the free app that gives you cash back every time you get gas. That's right. You can earn real cash back with Upside just by buying the gas you're already buying. You can literally start earning cash back today.
I use Upside every time I fill up, and I've already made around $200-$300.
You're putting gas in your car anyway. Why not get real cash back? If you like free money, download Upside.
I'm saving the cash I earn from using Upside to help pay for a vacation later this year.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code COOL to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code COOL for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code COOL for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
Wisconsin Radio Network News, filling in for Ted Allen, I'm Raymond Newpert. Legislation to prohibit foreign adversaries from acquiring Wisconsin agricultural land had a hearing this week. We get more from Bob Haig.
Assembly Agriculture Committee Chair Representative Travis Tranel questioned the bill's authors.
How many acres in Wisconsin are currently owned by foreign entities?
Representative William Panterman said, according to USDA, 2.6% or roughly 600,000 acres is owned by foreign persons.
It is difficult to tell exactly how much is foreign
or owned by the foreign adversaries as would be defined in the bill.
While it doesn't specify countries, Penterman and Senator Andre Jacques named Communist China as their main concern.
The State Department of Justice says a man killed in a standoff in Washera County likely died from officer gunfire. Mike Leishner has more.
Investigation shows 51-year-old Timothy Lehman likely died after being hit by gunfire from Washera County Deputy Alex Midthune, now on administrative leave. The incident started with a call about a domestic disturbance earlier this month and escalated after Lehman barricaded himself in the home and started shooting.
An accused killer who was a person of interest in the 1995 death of an Iowa TV anchor is now linked to the murder of a woman in central Wisconsin. Bob Fisher has more from Iowa.
Authorities of Wood County, Wisconsin say DNA has positively linked suspect Chris Revac to the slaying of 21-year-old Deidre Harm after a night out at a Wisconsin Rapids bar in 2006. DNA also links Revac to the murder of 36-year-old Renee Williams of Ava, Missouri in 2007. Revac, who is originally from the Wisconsin Rapids area, was arrested for Williams' murder and killed himself in a Missouri jail cell while awaiting trial.
Revac was considered a suspect in several other unsolved cases. This is Wisconsin Radio Network.
Young farmers don't listen to the radio, right? Wrong. In a recent survey, 80% of young producers said they get their most important agriculture information from their trusted farm radio station. Surprised? Don't be. If you think about it, it makes perfect sense. Radio is the perfect companion because it goes with you everywhere. Whether you are in the shop, on the combine, or in the truck, farm radio is right there with you. This message brought to you by the National Association of Farm Broadcasting.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Mostly sunny skies into your Thursday afternoon. Northwest winds and highs in the lower 50s. Frigid tonight, mostly clear skies and light winds. Will be in the mid-20s to start your Friday. By afternoon, sunshine, mid-50s. The bathroom you always wanted, interest and payment free for 18 months. Call Bath Planet at 800-329-4115. Currently 44 degrees.
Produced by Farm and Ranch Media. Now, here's your host, Jesse Allen.
And welcome in to another episode of AOA, Agriculture of America. Always great to have you join us for the program, powered by Cenex. I'm your host, Jesse Allen. High-quality fuel like Cenex Premium Diesel Fuel can help you manage risk and decrease downtime, giving you peace of mind. Protect your equipment and prepare for the unexpected with Cenex. Go to your nearest store location or visit Cenex.com for more. We got a really busy show again today. We're going to have a lot of talk about beef on the program. Colin Woodall, CEO of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, is going to join us here in just a little bit in segment two. We'll follow that up with a conversation about beef price plans and the overall farm economy and more. Senator Cindy Hyde-Smith of Mississippi will join us, and we'll have a look at more news notes and thoughts at the end of our program. Let's get started and talk markets. Joining us now, Mike Zuzolo with Global Commodity Analytics. And Mike, welcome back to the show. And no shortage of things for us to discuss in the markets, is there, Mike?
No, it's the same old, drinking water through a fire hose right now when it comes to market data and news headlines, Jesse.
Yeah. Well, and that's the thing is, especially on the cattle side here the last several days, I'll start with that. Headlines, driving things, social media posts from President Trump. We got the new USDA beef plan, and I'm going to talk more about that with Colin Woodall coming up. But, you know, a huge drop in the market Wednesday. We're rebounding a bit here Thursday. But you made some great points to me on what you think the angle is here from the administration and what we need to be watching for the markets. Talk about this for us, Mike.
Well, you know, when you're in our line of work, you really do have to take away the emotion of whether you agree or disagree with things in order to see straight. And then you can bring the emotion back in. And I think that's where we're at right now, both from an analyst standpoint, also a rancher standpoint. I really have felt like ever since the news dropped about coming in and helping Argentina, that President Trump's plan of action here is to work a similar mindset or policy move that he did with egg prices, especially ahead of Easter last year and this previous year, I should say, and to work hard on trying to lower egg prices. I think he's doing the same thing in beef. It's unlikely, in my opinion. Historically, it's unlikely to work, but it's the best thing he has to be able to lower beef prices in the short term. Agree or disagree, that's like point number one for me as far as how I work with my clients and subscribers to help them manage their risk. Point number two is I've always felt as though this year of 2025 has a lot of similarities in cycle and supply-demand fundamentals, even in beef cow inventory numbers with where we were in 2014 heading into the end of the year. And so we're a lot lower in heifers, no question about it. But when it comes to the other segments of supply, we're there pretty closely with where we were back in that time period. So I'm kind of joining the egg policy mindset along with the 2014 mindset and telling clients and subscribers that if we would see feeder cattle drop below 350, that September low of 349.72, to be more specific, we need to get more concerned about getting some hedges in place and work this mindset heading into the holidays. The third leg of this stool is the idea that I really think we're coming around to the market understanding in corn that the U.S. national corn yield is probably going to slip, and it could slip substantially depending on how we finish and if we can get the last 50% of our corn out in a timely manner, or whether Mother Nature puts a hold on that. This feeder corn spread has been a huge player, in my opinion, with the feeders being bought and the corn being sold by the managed money funds. So those three things are what I'm concentrating on right now and trying to walk away from the noise for this time period. Because at the end of the day, Jesse, at 381 feeder cattle high and 365 on Wednesday's close, we're only about $15 off an all-time high. So let's not get in the way of ourselves as far as whether we can still do something at profitable levels.
Yeah, I'm glad you brought that up. That is an excellent point that we're still at pretty high prices. Just got to make sure you're managing your risk in here as best you can. Mike Zuzulo with us. Looking over at the grains a little more, watching that corn soy spread right now as harvest rolls on. We watch basis improvement a little bit in some areas. What are you going to be watching closely into the end of the week in the grain complex?
Yeah, the big news today has been obviously the Russian oil sanctions by the United States, and that's triggered a 5% jump in WTI crude. We haven't taken out the monthly high, the October high of just under $63 a barrel. I'll be watching that, Jesse. I'll also be watching to see if the dollar goes down or goes up with the crude oil market. Right now, what we're seeing on Thursday morning's trade is that WTI 5% gain is spilling over into the bean oil very nicely. That's given us new monthly highs in November beans as we get ramped up for next week's first notice of November futures, which is going to be really critical, especially with the government shutdown. But we haven't seen the wheat market really participate in the crude oil rally. This is something that I really would like to see. They've been joined at the hip over the last 5 to 6 weeks, running about 90% positive price action lead month, WTI, lead month, SRW. I'd really like to see wheat make some new weekly highs and start to show some strength. And I think that could spill over into the corn, which has been able to sneak up above 425 in that overnight Globex market.
And that's a good point that I was going to ask you. You know, could wheat, if that starts to rally, help pull corn and maybe even soy with it too? You know, I'm looking at a Dease corn chart right now, and you know, you look back throughout much of this year, and we're really kind of been in this 30-cent range, so to speak, kind of from 450-ish down to about 410. And to your point, we're back up around 425. I mean, corn market's just really not moving a whole lot here, Mike.
No, it's kind of sneaking up towards major resistance. And I will say on the wheat market, to answer your question, Jesse, our world stocks to use are still the second lowest since 2014 at about 32.4%. I really question whether Russia and Ukraine are going to have the numbers that they had last year as far as exportable supplies. The key with the wheat market, though, is really what the dollar does against the ruble. Here again, like the feeder corn spread, the funds have really played, in my opinion, the weaker ruble against the dollar. Whenever that ruble weakens, they really pound on the wheat market. And so I'd really like to see the ruble dollar stay steady. last year at this time with world stocks close to where we are right now. We were trading around 575 futures. I don't see a really big reason why we shouldn't be able to get back up towards that price level, especially if we get a little bit of mist rain activity and turn colder than normal here in the United States, and watching that Australian harvest as well.
Mike, final 30 seconds. Anything else you'd add or reiterate here on the show today?
The only thing I would leave the listener with is, you know, pick up a free trial of my research, my blog posts, and my midday updates. I think it could help. The other thing I would say is the U.S.-China trade deal. I think we're pricing some quite a bit maybe into the soybean market, but gold's going the other direction. Gold's back rallying above 4,000 an ounce at this point, Jesse. That would suggest that they don't buy into the idea that much is going to get done between the U.S. and China. So be real careful in this time period with the soybeans.
GlobalComResearch.com. That's GlobalCom with two M's, research.com. Mike Zuzulo, always good to hear from you, sir. Have a great weekend. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks so much for having me, Jesse. You too.
Mike Zuzulo with Global Commodity Analytics here on AOA, brought to you by Cenex Premium Lubricants. Up next, Colin Woodall, CEO of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, will join us right here on AOA.
Enough already.
We can do more.
Enough already. We can find a cure.
Enough already.
We can do better for our kids.
Enough already. We are relying on you.
Childhood cancer is the leading cause of death by disease for children in our country. We can do something about that. We can come together to support the best research for safer, more effective treatments and cures for our kids. We can come together to support Children's Cancer Research Fund, a national nonprofit dedicated to ending childhood cancer that is on the front line of breakthroughs. Because
it's enough already.
Go to childrenscancer.org to join us. Go to childrenscancer.org today.
My neighbor invited me to a Wounded Warrior Project event. I didn't know what to expect, but I felt like everyone understood me. We got each other. So I got more involved. I joined support groups with other women warriors, and it helped me realize a new purpose in my life.
Through our hands-on programs, supportive community, and ongoing advocacy, we help post-9/11 veterans realize what's possible. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
Every mile your fleet travels is money on the line. Cenex Roadmaster XL premium diesel fuel improves fuel economy, protects engines, and reduces downtime. Cenex premium lubricants are engineered to meet or exceed OEM specifications, keeping trucks and equipment in peak condition mile after mile. Power you trust, results you see. That's how you stay miles ahead with Cenex. Learn more at Cenex.com.
Compeer Financial helped us get into our forever home.
They helped me expand more than acreage.
And helped our dairy grow for the next generation.
At Compeer Financial, we see potential in every plan. Our unique perspective finds solutions to your challenges. And our specially trained financial team guides you every step of the way. Partner with us to make your goals possible. Compeer.com. Compeer Financial ACA is an equal opportunity lender and equal opportunity provider. And MLS number 619731, copyright 2019, all rights reserved.
The Wisconsin Corn Growers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members. Our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit WICorn.org and become a member today.
Information America's farmers and ranchers need. AOA. Now, back to Jesse Allen.
Preventing issues on the farm and ranch is critical. Cenex Stores premium diesel and lubricants will help protect your equipment from costly downtime. Visit your nearest store or go to Cenex.com for more. Joining us now on AOA, pleased to have him with us, Colin Woodall, CEO of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. Colin, welcome back to the show. I got to say, have you slept much the last several days with everything going on here in the beef industry, Colin?
Jesse, it has been a week in the U.S. beef industry, and I appreciate the chance to jump on your show here to talk a little bit more about it.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Well, let's dive into this, and there's layers here. I want to start with USDA's beef plan that they announced late on Wednesday, the plan to fortify the American beef industry. I've looked through some of this. I haven't gotten through the whole thing. I've noticed a few maybe good things, a few things I have questions about. What is your reaction to this plan? What can you tell us? What have you looked at? If you've looked at the whole thing or some of this, what is your take on this plan from USDA?
Well, we're also still trying to digest all the details of this plan. And it's just that it is right now a paper plan. And with everything coming out of Washington, D.C., devil's in the details. But more than just the devil being in the details, there has to actually be some commitment to begin work on these projects. And when I say commitment, let's just look at the example of what we have seen thus far with the New World Screwworm facility in Texas. We've been promised both a distribution facility and a New World Screwworm sterile fly production facility, but yet no ground has been turned over down there. And I think that applies to this plan. Until we see some action on some of this stuff, it's just a plan on paper. Now, to your point, there are some things in there that are definitely along the lines of what we have worked with in the past. ESA reform is one of them. And yes, this came out of USDA, but you saw there were several cabinet officials on there, including Secretary Burgum. And if we can move this conversation to more of a reduction in the regulatory burden on U.S. cattle producers, which is what they're trying to do with this plan, then this is a much better conversation than what we have seen with the president's comments about Argentina. So again, more to come, but this is definitely much more aligned with where the discussion needs to go.
Well, and as I look through this as well, there's a couple sections in here that folks have been talking about a lot on social media. Promoting fair and transparent beef markets is a section in here, and talking about transparent labeling, you know, with Product of the USA labeling and things of that nature. And that, I think, ties in with the talk of bringing in imports from Argentina. And Politico's reporting that the president's looking to buy four times its typical quota of Argentine beef to lower consumer food prices. So, I mean, when you rope in that piece of this conversation and think about some of those points that are in this beef plan, I mean, what's your take on this whole conversation that's really just, it's been blowing up the last several days, Colin?
It has been blowing up. And probably the biggest concern is the uncertainty and the chaos that this has inserted into the marketplace. When you look at what happened on the boards on Friday, when you look at what happened yesterday, those declines going limit down in many cases were a direct result of the president's comments. And we have seen before that the president can make these off-the-cuff comments. And I don't think either he or even Secretary of Agriculture Rollins understand that those little comments can absolutely crater the marketplace. Mm-hmm. And we have to keep that in mind, that we continue to deliver that message, but they have to be very careful in their comments because that hurts us. And look, this is a critical part of the year. This is the fall. This is the fall run. And so anytime you have that kind of situation, then you're hurting producers, plain and simple. And it's also important to remember that while he wants to bring prices down for the consumer, he's failing to appreciate that by nature, that means that we as cattle producers have to take lower prices. And we've just worked too hard for decades now to build the quality of our herd that is resulting in the highest quality beef we have ever produced in the history of this industry. And the consumer loves it. That's why they continue to come back and buy our product. You know, I think he's thinking about this from the same perspective as he did with eggs. He wanted to bring the price of eggs down. This is not an egg price situation. The consumer has a lot of choices when it comes to meat protein in the retail meat case. They want to buy beef. They are buying beef, and demand still is at almost 40-year highs.
In some ways, Colin, does it feel like the administration's trying to address some symptoms and not necessarily some of the root problems that are maybe out there, whether it be, you know, the fact we have low cow herd numbers and it's going to take time to rebuild those, or concerns about the meat packers and this and that. I mean, there's so many layers to this. Again, does it feel like we're trying to fix surface symptoms and not necessarily broader issues that could have longer term impacts?
That's a great point, Jesse, because if you took all of the beef that Argentina intended to export globally, and you took 100% of that and you sent it to the United States, it would only add roughly about 2.5% of our total beef supply. That's not going to move the consumer price downward. And when you look at our relationship with Argentina, they're exporting beef into the U.S. market today. You know, they're under the other country quota, and they have up until about 20,000 metric tons before they start seeing the bigger tariffs applied to it. And we've had ongoing conversations with USDA, not just in the Trump administration, but the Biden administration, the first Trump administration, even going back to the Obama administration, that when it comes to some of the lingering concerns that we have with foreign animal diseases, we need USDA to send some teams down there to give us, as U.S. producers, a solid assessment of what they're actually doing on the ground. We know that foot-and-mouth disease virus can travel on fresh and frozen product. So if you have imports from countries that where foot-and-mouth disease is endemic, like South America, it does put us at risk. That's why we need to make sure we know what's going on, and we don't know what's going on. So that's another component of this discussion that's also concerned us.
With so much mainstream attention being put on this now in the last several days, I wonder, is this going to open a can of worms with consumers when they start to ask, you know, why are we getting beef from Argentina and this and that? And, you know, bringing up that piece of this as well. And also, second point to that is, I understand a lot of what we brought in from Argentina, Brazil, other countries is for lean trim. It's for hamburger. Am I understanding that right?
So you are understanding that right. Most of what we're bringing in from Argentina would be lean product to go into grinds, especially for food service. But your question about the consumer reaction is one we're asking here as well. The Secretary of Agriculture was on CNBC's Squawk Box earlier this week, and she kept talking about onshoring U.S. beef production, which we were very concerned with, because that's sending a message to the consumer to say, hey, you're already eating a bunch of imported or foreign beef. And that's just not an accurate assessment of what's going on here. You know, 85% of what we produce, we eat here in the United States. The 15% that we export, a lot of that's going to be variety meats, offals, et cetera. So I'm afraid that a lot of this rhetoric has the consumer questioning where their beef comes from. And we're proud of what we produced. We know what we're producing. We know we're giving them the highest quality. And we're hoping that through the discussions we're having in the media, that we make it very clear that when they go to the grocery store, that they can rest assured that they are getting a high-quality U.S.-produced steak.
Final minute here, Colin, before we're up against the clock. What else would you leave folks with here today or reiterate? Again, I know this is a conversation that's going to be ongoing. There's so many layers to this. What would you leave folks with today?
Well, it's obvious that we have the president's attention, and that is a good thing. So that way we can educate him a little bit more about how not only beef pricing works, but how beef production works in the United States. So if we can take this conversation towards an effort of rolling back federal regulations on us as producers, that's going to be a much more productive conversation and help us as an industry find a pathway for us who are already in it to grow, and to find an opportunity for people who want to become cattle producers to come in, to give us a very healthy future. If we can do that, and I think the Secretary's plan helps open that door, then we can take full advantage of this conversation, and even though it's been painful, hopefully get some good out of it.
Well, again, a lot to unpack here, and I know there's going to be more in front of us to discuss over the coming days and weeks. With that, Colin Woodall, CEO of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, always appreciate the time, sir. Thanks for joining us on AOA.
Thank you, Jesse.
AOA powered by Cenex Premium Diesel and Lubricants. Coming up next, we'll talk with Mississippi Senator Cindy Hyde-Smith right here on Agriculture of America.
Wounded Warrior Project has been there for me since that first day in the hospital. They got me out of the house. They got me connected with other veterans, and they helped me face my PTSD. They support me and my family at every turn. And now I'm helping other warriors realize that they're not alone.
Through our hands-on programs, supportive community, and ongoing advocacy, we help post-9/11 veterans realize what's possible. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
I'd just like to say thank you to everybody.
Farm Rescue exists to shine a light on farm families during some of their darkest days. When an unexpected injury, illness, or natural disaster strikes, our volunteers and equipment are here to help free of charge. Farm Rescue is currently accepting applications for haying and harvest assistance. If you or someone you know could use our help, call 701-252-2017 or visit farmrescue.org today.
Just like you, Cenex Premium Diesel is no stranger to the field. In fact, Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster comes with a more complete additive package for a more complete burn. In simpler terms, you get restored power by up to 4.5% and restored fuel economy by up to 5%. Of course, there's always typical number 2 diesel. If you're not into the whole added power thing, Cenex Premium Diesel. Diesel that doesn't mess around.
Your Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster distributor is Elsevia Co-op.
Double-digit gains in the milk markets with this WRDN market update. I'm Brian Winnekins. At the Mercantile Exchange, November milk up 26 to 1740, December up 33 to 1683, January up 23 to 1637, February up 19 at 1639. Meanwhile, live cattle markets are mixed. The feeder cattle markets are mostly lower. Now, the trade has had time to absorb Agriculture Secretary's Brooke Rollins' plan to revitalize the U.S. beef herd. The market didn't see any real issue with it. However, the Trump administration is now going to quadruple the beef imports from Argentina, and that has the feeder cattle markets moving mostly lower. Meanwhile, pork values are lower due to lower pork cutout values. October live cattle up 67 cents to 239.72. October feeder cattle down $1.72 to 363.35. December hogs down 62 cents to 81.77. Chicago Board of Trade corn markets are moving mostly higher. Harvest will continue. Fresh export sales, though, remain unreported. Meanwhile, soybeans moving mostly higher. Strength in some of the oil markets really helping to support the soybean markets. Wheat futures also moving mostly higher on continued short covering. December corn up 5 to 428. November beans up 10 to 1044 and 3/4. December wheat up 9 1/4.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport Mondovi.
Whether your retirement is far off or fast approaching, now's the time to plan. I'm Carrie Scott.
And I'm Tracy Fairweather. We're your local Thrivent agents, and we can help you work towards your goals with confidence. Let's connect to assess your needs and determine the right next steps for your unique situation.
Call us at 715-672-5458 to get started. That's 715-672-5458.
America's farmers and ranchers informed. AOA. Now back to Jesse Allen.
And with harvest season in full swing, you can count on Cenex Store's high-quality lubricants to keep your operation moving. Power through the season. Cenex has what you need. Visit Cenex.com for more. Joining us now on Agriculture of America, pleased to welcome her back to the program, Senator Cindy Hyde-Smith of Mississippi. Senator, it's great to talk with you again. How are you?
We are good. We're busy here in Washington, D.C. Had an unbelievable week, pretty tough week, but we're here to work, and we know what that's all about.
Well, I should ask you with things in D.C. real quick before we dive in to ag-related topics. Any updates on the government shutdown? Anything you can share with us on where that stands?
Well, you know, we voted the 12th time yesterday to open the government, and the Democrats just would not cooperate with us, and they, you know, want to make their point. And rumor, we've heard several different rumors, but November the 1st has been floated around, so hopefully it will end soon, because I know that they're catching a tremendous amount of heat.
Well, we appreciate the update. We'll continue to watch, and hopefully things can get figured out here and things can get back to normal soon. And I know, of course, government shutdown having impacts far and wide and impacts in the ag industry. And I know a few days ago you came out with some statements about the overall ag economy and things you said on the floor in the Senate and more. So, I mean, what is your perspective on what we're seeing right now with the ag economy and potential farmer aid? I know FSA offices reopened for certain things on Thursday. What's your feeling right now? What are you hearing from your constituents?
Well, you don't have to talk to many farmers to quickly understand that, you know, we're headed in a dark direction there, particularly on the row crop side of things. And obviously, you know, as we all know, it's the input costs, the interest rates through the roof, the crop prices aren't what they need to be, and farm bankruptcies are soaring. There's many reasons for that, but this is a serious, serious thing. You are going to see producers literally go out of business if we don't give them a bridge, a landline right now. You know, everybody says, well, you passed the one big beautiful bill. It had so many things in it for farmers, and it did. I mean, it has been wonderful, but it's not going to take effect until like a year from now, like October of 2026. But, you know, we just farmers can't wait that long. You know, they will not be able to meet their financial obligations, their current debt, and also while we're trying to secure financing for next year's crop, you know, without a bridge, and we're going to have to get there. Last year, you know, I was a part of working on that, and we were successful, but, I mean, it is like, it was work. It was major. It was a challenge. And that's one of the times that you hit the Senate floor and you're going to the leaders and then you're having to run over to the House side and say, this is not the way this is going to end. We have got to get this supplemental out the door. And we were able to do that. But it was touch and go. I mean, it's one of those times that, you know, I'm so guilty of diving in neck deep. But there was so much anxiety with that because so much was at stake, and nobody was crying wolf. It was real. This go around, I think it's going to be a little easier to get it passed because everybody is hearing from their producers. You know, everybody's hearing throughout their states, and they understand that, you know, this is a national security problem. So hopefully we can get that bridge. We can get that stepping stone until we get to a better circumstance. And, you know, I have to defend farmers all the time here on the Senate floor. And I say, nobody wants a handout. They want the opportunity. They want reasonable input cost, reasonable regulations, because I assure you, we can show you we can make it happen. But if you're going to subsidize anything, it better be the one that feeds you. I mean, this is just bottom line, what we all have in common. And the 2% of us that feed the other 98%, you better make sure we have every asset, every tool that we can possibly have to feed you. So it's a, you know, it's a sermon I've been preaching for many, many years now, but I've gotten pretty proficient at delivering a message, and because it's the real message and it's the true message. So we are, we understand the hurt is there, the reality of the seriousness is there. I look into the eyes of these farmers, and, you know, literally talking to a producer in Mississippi not long ago, literally watching tears come down his face. And this is just salt of the earth, good person that is a good producer. He just needs a fair playing field.
We're having a conversation with Mississippi Senator Cindy Hyde-Smith. I think added into this a focus, especially the last several days, on the beef industry, on cattle prices, comments from President Trump on his social media, USDA releasing their beef plan on Wednesday afternoon. I just talked about this in the last segment with Colin Woodall from NCBA. What are your thoughts on what we're seeing here with beef price plans from the USDA? Seems like they're trying to bring down consumer costs here at the meat counter, things of that nature. I mean, any reaction to what you're seeing here, Senator?
Oh, my goodness. Have we gotten reaction? I saw Mark Wayne Mullen this morning. He said, my phone has been ringing since 4 a.m. I am hearing from people that I've never heard from in years, some that I've never heard from before at all. And I know what the president's intentions were. His intentions were the mother that's pushing that shopping cart, going down that aisle, trying to feed her family. And he thinks we've got to bring beef prices down for that mother. He has had a lot of schooling since he made that statement, a lot of information given to him and education that, you know, this is a global market. Let me explain how this works. And I know, or I feel like, that he was kind of comparing this to the eggs when they were so high when he got into office. And you and I know that you can't replace an egg with anything else. I mean, it goes in, you eat the egg, it goes in cakes, it goes in pies, it goes in bread. You know, you can't replace that with anything else. And I understand, you know, and of course the high path avian influenza played a factor in that. And I understand we've got some concern about that again in a few countries right now. But just getting him to the point of, we know your heart, we know what you're trying to do, but this market needs to be a true market without any intervention from government. And there are other choices, unlike eggs. I mean, if the price of beef, because of the shortage that we're looking at right now, because of all of the circumstances of what created that shortage, but you have other proteins. You can do fish, chicken, lamb, pork, turkey, you name it. You have other choices there. So let the market be the market. And, you know, just the explanations of backing up to that chute, unloading the cattle that you've raised, and how much pride that there is in that, the circumstances with the packers. I mean, for so long, we have been willing takers, and we have finally become willing sellers now, that we can reduce some debt that maybe you borrowed money to buy land to raise cattle on. We can get to that point and have a little bit of success here. So, you know, we're just trying to keep government out of the cattle market, that we can level out. But obviously, as I'm sure Colin was probably speaking of, you know, this is a system. You know, it's beef pricing, it's beef production, and we've got a shortage because for so many years, when we were willing takers, people went out of business. They lost their farms. We don't have as many producers. We need an environment now that will allow people to expand their herds, allow people that may have been in it at one time that can come back and maybe take another chance to have new and beginning producers. We can grow the herd, and it doesn't take that long to do that. But we obviously have a situation with the packers. And I think that, you know, maybe they've been doing some heavy lobbying here in Washington, D.C. and that that may be where some of this is coming from. But we've got to get past this, and we have got to get on the other side of normal production of the increasing, because Americans want our beef. The demand is there. We're still selling beef, and we raise a good product. And it's just so concerning that, you know, the suicide rate among farmers and ranchers is 3.5 times higher than general population. It's because there's such a heritage here that, you know, we put so much work into it. We want to raise our children to do the same thing if they choose to do that. But we need to create that opportunity. But it's not like you shut down a building downtown if you weren't successful. It's not like that you closed a construction site with a laydown yard. You just put a chain on the gate. These are our homes. This is our livelihood. This is what we love to do. And by the way, we are the ones that feed you.
Senator, always appreciate the time and the insight. We are up against the clock in this segment. Unfortunately, we'll have to leave it at that. I should mention, I know the grain standards reauthorization, you helped pass that out of the Senate Ag Committee. Folks can read about that on our website, agricultureofamerica.com. Senator Cindy Hyde-Smith of Mississippi, good to talk with you again. Thanks for the time.
Thank you.
AOA Today, powered by Cenex Premium Diesel and Lubricants. We're back to wrap things up on the way right after this.
Workdays can be unpredictable, but your workwear shouldn't be. With a Cintas Apparel Plus program, you'll have freshly laundered garments for everyone on your team delivered every week. Cintas has workwear for just about any job imaginable, with high-performance fabrics and an uncompromising fit that stretches and moves with you. Don't leave looking and feeling good to chance. Visit Cintas.com.
Oh, I'm ready!
And get ready for the workday.
Let's go!
You're still glowing, flirting, grooving. You still got it. But your immune system weakens as you age, making it harder to fight flu, pneumococcal pneumonia, RSV, and COVID-19. Vaccines are a key part of any health routine and help strengthen your immune response. Ask your doctor or pharmacist which vaccines you need. Schedule in minutes at VaxAssist.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Let's go! Let's go!
You're still glowing, flirting, grooving. You still got it. But your immune system weakens as you age, making it harder to fight flu, pneumococcal pneumonia, RSV, and COVID-19. Vaccines are a key part of any health routine and help strengthen your immune response. Ask your doctor or pharmacist which vaccines you need. Schedule in minutes at VaxAssist.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Let's go.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm, and Chuck McDowell, definitely not an attorney. This is Chuck. If someone talked you into buying something really silly and you want to get out of that silly little thing, my advice, get the facts. Call me and I'll send you our timeshare exit kit absolutely free. Inside, you'll learn how timeshare works and all your options for cancellation.
Call Wesley now for your free exit info kit. 800-317-2277. That's 800-317-2277.
Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster Premium Diesel Fuel keeps your equipment running at peak power with cleaner engines, fewer breakdowns, and more hours per gallon. Pair that with Cenex Premium Lubricants, engineered to protect tractors, combines, and other heavy-duty equipment through long days and tough conditions. From planting to harvest, Cenex delivers the performance and protection you can count on. In the field, in the shop, and in every season, Cenex keeps you moving. Find your local distributor at Cenex.com.
My neighbor invited me to a Wounded Warrior Project event. I didn't know what to expect, but it felt like everyone understood me. We got each other. So I got more involved. I joined support groups with other women warriors, and it helped me realize a new purpose in my life.
Through our hands-on programs, supportive community, and ongoing advocacy, we help post-9/11 veterans realize what's possible. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
Selling your house the traditional way takes time.
agents, showings, repairs, fees. It's a hassle. But what if you could skip it all and sell your home for cash fast? At House Buyer Network, we buy homes in any condition. No commissions, no closing costs, no cleaning, no repairs. Whether it's inherited, outdated, or you're behind on payments, we'll make you a fair cash offer within 24 hours. Close in as little as 7 days. Thousands have sold the easy way. Now it's your turn. Call 833-382-8334 for your free, no-obligation cash offer. That's 833-382-8334. House Buyer Network. Real cash, real fast. That toll-free number once again to call, 833-382-8334.
When news happens in agriculture or when the markets are moving, we've got you covered as your trusted voice in agriculture. The team at the American Ag Network has the knowledge and experience to keep you informed on the issues impacting farmers and ranchers. We've got you covered on air, online, and on demand. Find the American Ag Network on your favorite social media platforms and also follow the American Ag Today podcast wherever you get your podcasts. We are the American Ag Network.
Make sure to subscribe to the Market Talk YouTube channel. You can watch our latest interviews with top market analysts in the country, find bonus content, and much more. It's easy. Just go to youtube.com/@MarketTalkAg and hit the subscribe button. Or you can search for Market Talk Ag on YouTube.
Get the latest bonus interviews, exclusive content, and more with the American Ag Today podcast. Just search for American Ag Today and give us a follow wherever you get your podcasts.
And as we continue here on Agriculture of America, our show brought to you by Cenex. Their trusted local experts can help you find the right lubricant product that'll protect your equipment on the go. Visit your nearest store, talk to your local experts, or go to Cenex.com for more. Well, again, a busy show. Some pointed comments from Cindy Hyde-Smith, Senator from Mississippi, or I should say some thoughtful comments from Senator Hyde-Smith and some things to think about there. Also, appreciate Colin Woodall being with us earlier in the show from the NCBA. There's a lot going on. It feels like tensions are a little high right now in the ag industry. And so it's something we're going to keep following these stories and try to hear what folks are saying about this across the board. There's so much to unpack. There's layers to everything that is happening, but trying to keep those conversations going here on the show, of course. And, you know, a lot of the talk on the show today has been about beef prices and the comments from President Trump. Arlen Suderman, chief commodities economist for StoneX, said the president's post on True Social claimed credit for the high beef or the high prices that beef producers are experiencing.
Basically, he's attacking the cattle farmer for not lowering prices and for being upset. I think he's reacting to the emotions he's feeling from the cattle industry for talking about increasing imports from Argentina. And that reaction is creating more problems. Now, first of all, when it comes to Argentina, Argentina doesn't have enough surplus beef to make much of a difference in the U.S. market. I don't should be worrying too much about that. But they do have surplus for exporting. Much of that goes to China, and China's going to try to bid that away from us if at all possible. So I don't think Argentina is a big threat. Now, if you take off the 50% tariffs from Brazil, that might be a totally different story.
Well, Suderman added that the post on True Social from the president was wrong.
His post about how cattle ranchers need to lower the price for beef and that they're just experiencing good prices today because of his tariffs, that's pretty unfounded. First of all, we've had high cattle prices long before he applied tariffs because we have a tight supply of cattle. We've got the lowest number of cattle in the United States that we've had in 74 years. Demand, though, is very strong in the United States for beef. We've got a good product, and today's consumer wants protein in their diet. And while the 50% tariffs on Brazilian beef are contributing to the higher prices in the United States, that's just a piece of the puzzle, and that is not the main cause. The main cause is the lower numbers and the strong demand that we have in the United States overall.
Once again, that's comments with Arlen Suderman from StoneX. He made those comments during the Wednesday market wrap-up on the American Ag Network, and you can hear the full comments and conversation on AmericanAgNetwork.com, or you can head and download the all-new Farm and Ranch Media mobile app to your smartphone today. Shameless plug there. Tariffs and trade continue to lead the discussion in U.S. agriculture, and the American sheep industry is no exception. Peter Orwick, Executive Director of the American Sheep Industry Association, said tariffs are negatively impacting the sheep industry.
Trade with China is down about 40%. There's no question that there's a huge impact on our trade. So what we've been doing, as with a lot of the agriculture groups, is you're looking at markets everywhere else. We're looking at those opportunities to sell wool and find new customers for us on that side.
At the same time, the industry is exploring growth in domestic consumption that's been supported by an increase in lamb processing plants across the country, according to Orwick.
We were looking the other day at the number of lamb plants overall, and we have 600 operations across America that process lamb. And I think that's just reflective, again, the demand that there is for lamb meat. And it might be, you know, more the farmer's market. It might be more the direct-to-consumer. But we still do have the large commercial plants that are handling thousands of lambs per week.
Again, that's Peter Orwick of the American Sheep Industry Association. Well, the National Cotton Council says cotton producers are in a tough economic environment. Jody Campici, Vice President of Economics and Policy Analysis with the NCC, talked with Cotton Newsline about the market and demand for U.S. cotton.
Prices still remain at lower levels, but production costs are high. With U.S. cotton, of course, most of our cotton is exported, and we continue to face competition from other exporting countries, particularly Brazil, as they've been increasing their production. There's also the situation of U.S. tariff policy, and that is still impacting demand, really just kind of uncertainty. One thing I want to mention is with these lower prices and higher production costs, we recently were able to get some additional support from Farm Bill provisions under the One Big Beautiful Act. However, most of that support won't come until the end of 2026. So we have been talking to USDA and the administration about the need for additional support for growers now.
And that's not all that the NCC is busy with, according to Campici.
A couple other things that we're working on at NCC is we recently launched the Plant Not Plastic campaign, basically to encourage more cotton versus man-made fiber consumption. So we also have been working on something called the Buy American Cotton Act, which was recently introduced in the Senate, and it would actually incentivize the use of U.S. cotton consumption. So a lot of things kind of going on, and we're hoping to see some positive changes in the U.S. cotton market going forward.
Again, that's Jody Campici with the National Cotton Council, and you can stay up to date on the latest cotton news online at cotton.org. Again, cotton.org. With that, let's look at Ag News headlines here today on AOA. And, you know, I'll leave folks listening with this quick thought. With everything going on in the ag industry and amid the government shutdown, and I know that there's so many concerns across farm country with the cost of inputs and tariffs and trade and what is happening with harvest and what is happening in the beef industry and so much more. I just say it's important to make your voice heard as best you can. Talk with organizations that are there to represent you, but also just try to keep a level head about things. I think that's important. Do the best you can. We'll work through this. We always do. But I think now more than ever is the time to make sure your voice is heard. And in terms of what is happening with policy and more on Capitol Hill. We're out of time on the show, powered by Cenex Premium Diesel and Lubricants. Learn more at Cenex.com. Thanks as always for joining us here for Agriculture of America. I'm Jesse Allen. Have a great rest of your day.
At CHS, we know what it takes to feed and fuel the world, to integrate a global ag and energy supply chain,
to advocate for farmers in their fields and around the world, to build communities, invest in rural America, and empower rural economies. It takes courage, conviction, commitment. It takes the nation's leading farmer-owned cooperative. It takes a co-op. It takes CHS.
Farm and Ranch Media is your go-to source for the latest news of agriculture, market information, ag weather, and much more. With the American Ag Network, Agriculture of America, AOA, and Market Talk, we keep you informed on the news and issues that matter for your operation. Agriculture is a busy job, and it requires you to constantly be on the go. That's why we'll keep you farm informed with the American Ag Network, AOA, and Market Talk.
You know a thing or two about the moments in life that matter. You've seized those moments to embrace joy, accomplish great things, and build meaningful relationships. Is it time now to sit back and reflect on a life well lived?
If you're one of the millions of Americans behind on your taxes, if you're afraid to open your mail because IRS collection letters could be coming, listen carefully. The IRS is cracking down, taking paychecks, freezing bank accounts, revoking passports. That's a fact. But here's what most people don't know. There are official tax relief programs designed to help struggling taxpayers. Programs that could save you thousands if you qualify. No one knows these programs better than the experts at Optima Tax Relief. Optima's award-winning team will fight to protect your paycheck, your passport, and your property. Their tax attorneys and licensed tax professionals will work tirelessly to get you the best deal possible with the IRS. Every day, penalties and interest keep piling up, so don't wait. Call Optima now for a free consultation.
Call 800-783-8055. That's 800-783-8055. 800-783-8055.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
We're here because you're here. Shopping locally and listening locally. On your radio, smartphone, computer, and tablet. Real Country, 1430 AM stereo. WRDN, Durand, Kellogg, Stockholm. And 107.3 FM. Translator, W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. It's the third day of the NBA season, and the coach of the Portland Trailblazers, Chauncey Billups, is under arrest. So is Miami Heat player Terry Rozier. There are more of 30 people.